If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Gentlemen.
I just saw you rip me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You would think I would learn after a while that that's what that thing does. Just because that thing, the second part, the ladies and gentlemen, was cut off just a little bit.
Yeah,
you would think I would learn that this board has gremlins. And if I'm not here for a few days.
Listen. I think this room has gremlins. Someone comes in here and messes around because I tried to use my keyboard today and get into my things. Nothing. Locked out. No keyboard working.
Yeah, but you were in there yesterday.
Yeah, it was working perfect. But today, no.
Not to add on to the conspiracy, but I'm dealing with the same things over here.
What you got working in there?
Nothing is working.
I'll tell you what you
got. Other than this microphone.
I'll tell you what he's got working in there. He's got a birthday working in there.
Right.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday. By the way, just so you know, the Michaela might be the best person that any of us know.
No.
100%.
Fully decorated Adrian's room. Fully decorated. Did you pick up those donuts this morning?
Yeah.
She went to Dunkin' Donuts this morning. Got an entire... Wait, and what's in the bag?
He gets the bagels, not the donuts. So yeah. I got him a bagel.
Oh,
so
I'm plain
and donuts.
Plain toasted bagel. Cream cheese, please. That's me.
And bagel mm-hmm. and donut.
Mm-hmm.
And donut. Did you get him that belt too?
Yes, I did. Listen,
he's the birthday champion.
He's the birthday champion.
He's the birthday champion.
I earned
and
that one.
The decorated room is from me and
step
Chet.
Into that.
Yeah, listen. The decorated room, donuts, me and Chet. There is a gift card.
That's a lie. It's a lie. It was completely her.
No, but
no,
I do it for us.
You and I'll talk later.
But
while I eat this bagel during the commercial break, we'll talk.
Right. Yeah. You enjoy your bagel. We'll negotiate your birthday present.
Yes.
that's how dudes do it.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, as the girl, I represent us.
Did
I put it together.
Say the wife?
Love
Did you,
you.
Almost
I
say
said
the
woman,
wife?
Woman, and then I was like, woman sounds so.
Or the mom, whatever.
Because I saw the woo woo woo. I saw the woo woo woo, and I thought, is she just going to say it as the wife of the show?
As the wife of the show, now that I'm newly married. That's from us. But can I tell you that Lisa,
it's not one bit from me. I had nothing to do with that. In fact, can I tell you the truth? I was going to call her yesterday. First of all, I knew she wouldn't answer. So I knew it was pointless. I was gonna text. I knew she wouldn't return the text. I say this with love. By the way, I say uh-huh. all of it with love, because it's just how it is.
I know.
It's just a thousand
unread texts. I mean, I swear to God, I mean well.
No, you don't.
This guy yesterday called me and he was like, I have been trying to get in touch with you for this big New Year's Eve gig. Are you okay? Are you avoiding me? And I was like, no, why? And he's like, well, I've been trying to call you since Wednesday. And I was like, oh, I had my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Sorry,
pal.
You should let me be your manager.
I'm telling you.
Let me be your manager.
I messed up. But that's from us. It is from us. But then Lisa got involved and she wanted to give him a gift card. And I said, okay, well, I'm just going to put our names on it. And she said, this is from me. And I was like, Lisa, that's not how we do things. And she's like, no, it's from my cancer friend. This gift card is from me. And I thought she was kidding. So I was like, okay. And then she did not say anything. So later there's a gift card only from Lisa. Stupid idiot.
Okay, well, the bagel's for me then.
Yeah,
fine. The bagel's
exactly.
for me.
Well, thank you.
No, here's the thing. I knew it was fine. Because you know why? Because we're dudes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't expect anything from me. I mean, if it happened, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I also knew, for full disclosure, I was up at the farm yesterday, so yeah. I got in late last night. I knew there wasn't anything I could do about it anyway, unless I had fully planned a week in advance. Again, let me also reiterate, we're dudes, so that didn't
totally.
Happen. You know what I mean? We were because we left after 7:02 day. That was it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that kind of pre-planning wasn't happening.
Mm-mm.
So here's what's going to happen. Honest to God. This is gonna happen. I'm gonna go, bro. I'll play it out right now. Do you need anything right now? What do you need anything in your world?
I just need it to be Thursday. That's all. It's okay.
I can almost make that happen.
Yeah, we'll work towards it.
I'll try to keep that ride smooth. I can do that.
I'll try to keep that ride smooth
between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
I also know that you have a big trip coming up, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So I'm gonna throw a little birthday bonus.
Yeah.
Little Chet Buchanan Show birthday bonus.
I assume we accept those terms.
Which I assume would be.
We can work with that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Done. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy.
Done.
Love that.
Done. You know why? Because we're dudes.
Totally.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
We'll also be wearing this belt the rest of the week. Just to let you guys know.
Yeah, over the shoulder. Yeah, over the shoulder, champ style.
Well deserved.
Champ style. Get into that cage for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Into that birthday cage. Become the birthday champion.
Exactly.
Who are the other celebrities on your birthday?
Honestly, I don't know.
Come on. Everybody knows.
I almost choked.
Come on, everybody knows. Who are the celebrities on your birthday?
Jaden Smith, which is funny. Maya Hawk.
I said celebrities.
Well, Jaden Smith because his album's called Sire. My son's name's Sire. Toby Keith. Oh my God, the new Superman. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. David Cornsweet, the guy who's playing Superman, like the movie that comes out.
Really, his name Cornsweet.
I'm not pronouncing it.
Imagine getting through school with that.
Oh, Kevin Bacon.
No, right, cool. And by the way, the new Superman, I don't even know what his name, but it's Corn Sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally Corn
Let's
Sweat.
Go Corn Sweat.
Yeah, Corn you're Sweat, no matter what.
By the way, I'm going to go see it tonight. That's what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, you're very excited about
excited.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
Very good.
Yeah.
Who's the celebrities on your birthday?
Dude, I don't know. I know celebrity Capricorns.
Am I the only
Dolly Parton, Elvis.
No. No.
Oh, you're going full
whole,
Capricorn.
Yeah,
you can't
go.
She took the whole
full, I know all the celebrity Capricorn.
I don't know any January 14th. I really don't. Who's yours?
It's ridiculous. Prince, Anna Kournikova.
Well,
there was an old school baseball player I was a little kid that I thought that was really cool.
Listen, if you said Prince and Prince alone, that would be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, Prince, Anna Kournikova, and Prince and Anna Kournikova. Iggy Azalea.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And I share a birthday.
Oh, you got good ones.
Yeah, there's a couple more. There's a couple more, too.
Michaela, you got LL Cool J, Carl Weathers, Jason Bateman, David Grohl.
How do you not know that? How?
I don't know, but I'm...
You of all
I'm
people.
I'm pleased. I never knew that. LL Cool J?
Yeah. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers.
Was
the legend himself. Oh, Carl Weathers. Can I tell you, it's really fun. There's not a lot of people on this planet that I would care to meet. That I haven't at least brushed, come across in contact with somehow one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali, I never got to meet.
Yeah.
Really bummed me out. And Carl Weathers was another one. I don't know why. Apollo Creed, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So many damn roles.
Oh, what's his name? From Happy Gilmore.
Chubbs Peterson.
Chubbs.
Oh, yeah.
Chubbs.
Which I wonder if he's going to be in the new one. I don't know. They filmed. if they filmed a couple scenes
there's
before.
Something. Yeah.
The
there's
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work.
Happy birthday,
to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Or you should call now. Just wish Adrian a happy birthday. What are you doing?
Thing.
That they came out now all of a sudden, after all the years.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yeah, we got stuff on him. And yeah, we got footage of him offing himself. Yeah, we got big files and we're going to go through it. And then all of a sudden, no, there's nothing. Do you buy that?
Not at all.
Not
no
at all.
Way.
Nope.
Well, okay, so now everybody has their conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So... What do you think? Why do you think that is?
Okay, let me think. When it came out, I was all about it. I actually kind of went down the rabbit hole so far that I was like, girl, pull it back. You're scaring yourself. So then I took a break. But I just think it's so convenient now that they just don't exist. Like now nothing exists.
Yeah.
And
all of a sudden, so Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail right now.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah,
and some of those other girls that said they were victims are like, wait, you what?
Okay, and do you remember the girl that came out a few months ago? And she was like, I have 3 days to live. This all happened.
Yeah.
And then she was found dead.
Yeah.
That's not a coincidence.
No.
Then I watched the documentary, which I'm sure everybody did.
Well, wait, we just found the person who's deepest into this.
No, not at all.
And I didn't expect this. I mean, I've watched a documentary or two, but
I was low-key obsessed. I thought it was so interesting. Like what? Maybe because I was so naive, I didn't think things like that really happened. So then when I was seeing that it was happening, I was like, but how? Like when? What? And then in the documentary, things like kind of made sense and there was footage. I feel like there's just too much proof that even if it isn't as insane as they've said it was, it's not
that there's
just
still
nothing.
Something. There's still something. What do you think the deal is?
I find it hard to believe that if there was one copy of the list, I don't believe there's only one. I believe that there's multiple.
Not.
So even if one person destroyed the original, right?
Oh, sure.
There's still, and I find that hard to believe. It's not true.
But what do you think that they were, because they were saying, why do you think it is that because they were saying, you know, oh, we've got all this stuff. And then now all of a sudden they got nothing.
Yeah.
There was no list. There was no list.
Well, because people.
There's no proof. There's
didn't
no,
exist.
There's no tapes. There's no pictures. What are you?
They're literally gaslighting us. They're like, you didn't see what you saw.
I'll take. Can I? Did you have more? Because then the.
I was just going to say. I just think some of before you drop the bomb, I'll just say some of the names that are on that list are in positions of power. Yeah. Although I think this list is names from everywhere, it doesn't matter.
They're all dirty. I'll tell you why it didn't come out. Because they're all dirty.
Yep.
They're all dirty. Somebody goes, well, it's not coming out because Trump's on it. Biden would have used that. But you know who else is on it? His son. You know what I mean?
It's not even a political thing. It's like just power people.
Clinton's on it.
Totally.
They're all on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? All the names that you thought were on it, Diddy's on it. Everybody's on it.
Everybody. Okay, can I ask?
Diddy was like the special party host.
Yes,
you know,
he was.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that. But I'm just saying they're all, you know why this isn't coming out? Because if you're gonna release theirs, okay, let's take it down political lines. If you're gonna release their names, you also gotta release your name.
Sure.
And and everybody's dirty.
And then that's chaos.
So they just let it go.
Okay, can I ask you, do you
Am
think
I on
it's
it?
A
no. Thank you.
You're like,
but
I'm
no.
too busy, thanks.
Thank
I just
you, but no.
tired. Do you think it was coincidence of the timing with Diddy's trial just ending?
No.
Okay.
That I don't.
Okay.
That I don't. But give me, you know what? Give me about 45 seconds to think about it. Maybe
okay, good. I know. I don't know. I just saw a post yesterday about that, like the coincidence of.
That
and I was
the
like,
Diddy, that the Diddy and
trial
the,
ended.
And, the Epstein.
And now the Epstein doesn't exist.
Oh, no. Hang on. Hang on. Now, hold on.
Wait, the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Get a good feeling. Yeah.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. A Chihuahua saved his owner's life in Switzerland last week. This is, I guess in the summer you'd go out and hike across a glacier.
Oh.
That's when you climb mountains and stuff. It's
sure.
in the summer when it's not awful.
Okay, beautiful.
So this guy was out hiking across a glacier with his long haired Chihuahua.
Not a chihuahua.
Yeah, a chihuahua.
Little tiny old thing.
A chihuahua. Long-haired. He fell 25 feet down a hole in the ice. He had a walkie-talkie with him, but rescuers were only able to find him because the dog wouldn't leave him. Stayed right there next to where he fell. They saw the dog, saw the hole, went down the hole, pulled him back out. He's okay. Dog's okay. Hole's okay.
Chihuahua.
Glacier's okay. Chihuahua.
Listen, people think that you need other people to be your friend. We need animals. The dogs will never leave you, and they'll save your life.
Mm-hmm. You should still interact with people.
I guess.
I know it's not. I know it's not preferred. We get that.
Yeah.
We get that. Mm-hmm. You know, I call it just keeping the circle small.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Some people call it antisocial. I say keep the circle tight.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's a little weird when I just look eye to eye to my dog, Rocco, and just have the most intense conversation.
We all know. No, you ask, listen, you ask 10 people if they prefer dogs or people. 9 out of the 10 will tell you that they prefer dogs, and the 10th one, somebody standing next to them that they don't want to offend. You know? There's word going around. There's been no official, I'm turning the music down because it's very important.
Yeah.
There's been no official announcement, but word is that TSA, I feel like this needs music. I'm not sure what music.
The anticipation is literally killing me.
It's giving the 5-time champion. You okay?
Yeah.
It's giving the 5-time champion.
The Cheez-Its too fast and they're a little dry.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you had summer cold.
I think it's just dry Cheez-Its. I'm going to keep going.
No, it's going to get worse.
Just go.
From experience, it's only going to get worse. You think you could do it. I used to eat carrots on this show. I used to come in here with a bag of carrots.
And this has always been a morning show, correct?
Yeah.
So you were eating carrots at 6:30 in the morning?
Oh, yeah. I'd be in here with carrots. And it caught me one day.
Oh, rip.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought I was going to die. No, it was so great that we actually kept the clip.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've played it for you before.
Start calling you Bugs Bunny over here. I know this.
So listen, let's get back to the other thing, though. Because after 20 years, our long national nightmare is over.
Good.
They have not made an official announcement, but it looks like TSA is going to begin letting you keep your shoes on going through. Multiple sources, including the Wall Street Journal, say, which they seem to do reporting.
Yeah, sounds legit. Say that
TSA quietly made the change yesterday. When asked, the TSA said, "We're always exploring new and innovative ways to enhance the passenger experience and our strong security posture." Finally, about 2 weeks ago at Terminal 3 at Harry Reid, finally, they put a person at the beginning of the TSA pre-check line.
Yeah.
To check to make sure that you have pre-check, like they do at every other airport. In Marco.
Oh.
Every other airport. But here at Terminal 3.
Yeah.
They had somebody, you had to just show them your boarding pass.
Mm-hmm.
Straight through.
Love.
Because there'd be so many people that even if they would ask them, they'd go, you know, like somebody would yell out, "Make sure you have pre-check if you're going to be in this line."
Yeah.
Make sure, and people would be like, uh-huh. And then they'd get up to the front and they didn't have pre-check. And they have pre-check, and they go, "Oh, what's it? I'm here." And it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Get out. No, go to the other line.
Yeah.
We're always exploring new and innovative ways to enhance the passenger experience in our strong security posture. Any potential updates to our security process will be issued through official channels. So it's a little vague right now.
Okay.
And it might be, don't go to the airport and go, "Well, Chet said..." Or worse, Michaela said.
No, please don't.
Yeah, don't.
I have to go to the airport this weekend. I'm going to just try to walk right through and see what they do.
So what are you doing this weekend? Because don't forget, you and I have to work Monday, Tuesday next week.
Yeah, I got to go to L.A. Sunday. I'm literally flying in the morning, flying right back out the afternoon.
I truly thought that you and I were off all next week.
Well, let's keep going with that.
Because Adrian's off.
Do you want to go with that? Okay, by your face, I can tell.
No, yes, I do.
Blink once if you want me to pretend like I'm sick.
I'm blinking 100 times.
Okay.
I'm telling you, rescue me. Ooh, I'm so sick.
Not the Cheez-Its. It's actually summer cold.
No, or if you have a carrot.
She was involved in the deal where she's been dating.
Oh, my God. Put one finger up if you need the hind leg.
Not one.
No.
Somehow I made it through it.
Not the no. And then Kayla, hold one finger up if you need the Heimlich. Just one finger.
similar to the blink twice if you'd like to take Monday and Tuesday off next week. So maybe, maybe not. Yeah.
Listen, we'll love it because it really is such a pain in the butt.
They're probably testing it.
It's being phased out over time. Yeah. So I am going to say, as someone who purchased a pre-check and I just got it approved a month ago, I feel kind of chipped because if I would have known this was coming, I wouldn't have bought it.
No. It's good.
Amenities.
Yeah, I know it's faster, but one of the big things was I was annoyed even looking at other people's feet. Honestly, I was like, ugh.
Faster. You don't have to take your electronics out of your bag. There's still
some pluses to it.
Yeah. No, there's still upside for all of that. So, good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee, Men and Diamond Jewelers, Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Love the way to do get me started.
KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
I tell you something else before we get too far into this.
Yep.
Never, ever, ever give up. This Raven Lene Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
26 years old, from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
First album released independently 10 years ago. Picked up and reissued by Atlantic Records in 2016. Follow-up EP released in 2017. Toured with SZA in 2017. Toured with No Name on her tour 2017. And then it just kind of, banging around.
Yeah.
Just grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to make it happen. Released her debut album on a label, 2022. You know what I mean?
Yep.
We never heard of this girl.
No.
Second album, 2024. Critics love it. And then finally, a year later, her first single pops into the top 40.
Come on.
10 years later. Never freaking ever. What do I say all the time? Great things are just about to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Never give up. Never just.
Oh, I love that story.
Never. How many times can I say it? Never, ever give up. There's another one.
Yeah.
I'll stop now.
It's good.
7:06 on Tuesday, the 8th day of July, 2025. I don't want to make this overly weird.
Okay.
If my math is accurate, we're now less than 5 weeks away from school starting.
Oh, my God.
Weird? Is that what?
Yeah.
Odd?
But can I also tell you, a friend of mine posted, he's a DJ, and he's like, I'm going to be DJing this year in Mykonos. Join me this summer. He posted that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no offense, bro, but like, are we in summer? Like, join me this summer. Like, we're in it.
I hear you.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're halfway through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're halfway through the year. We're already kind of heading that direction a little bit.
And no shade to him, but I also was like, I guess we're closer to the school year now.
Yeah. And by the way, the idea of it not being 110 degrees seems so far off.
Oh, my gosh.
Seems so far away. Mm-hmm. By the way, the grin, it wasn't the smirk. It wasn't the smirk. It was the grin. When we said school's 5 weeks out, he's like, thank you, Adrian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Adrian over here with the 6-year-old in summer camp and still trying. It's like, yeah, good. state-sanctioned, you know, childcare.
Yeah.
He's fired up about it.
I'll take it. No, I like, it also gives me like, damn, it just doesn't seem like, you know, summer. I want my kid to enjoy summer. It's like, oh, we only got a month left. Yeah. Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Adrian Hernandez, it's his birthday! Yay!
Thank you.
You're doing the dance right now, aren't you? We can see it in your car. You're doing the butt wiggle.
Yes. Keep going.
Oh my God, the kazoo came back out.
Good
Where's
for
my
you,
kazoo?
Adrian? Where's mine?
My kazoo.
Yeah, 725 day coming up.
Pocket. What did he say?
He said 725 day.
He's so stupid.
Oh, for the other. Yeah, for the
other. That's hilarious.
Part two, baby.
Not part two.
Chet, relax. You better calm down, brother.
Look at his face.
Give the audio equivalent of what that face was.
Oh my God.
Like Shaggy. Scooby?
Could we do a 725 day?
Slash Adrian's birthday?
I don't know. We're getting statute of limitations at that point.
It's my birthday month.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go, girlies.
I would have got you a pair of wedges then.
725.
What do girls buy for each other? Jelly shoes? What do y'all do?
This year, my girlfriend's got me a Sephora gift card.
Yes,
yeah, he got me
that.
A facial.
He has great skin, though, Adrian
does.
So
you
don't
Thank
need
you, the regimen.
You don't need my
skin. Puerto Rican king, baby. 725.
What am I looking for? Oh, 725. Oh, Michaela.
Tell me.
725 day is on a Friday.
Okay, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's on a Friday.
And you want to do a parade?
I don't know. No, do we need to do a parade? Or do we just do a get together? I don't know. This last one almost killed me.
Yeah, 725. I just want to know what area code that is. Is that for like Henderson,
though?
No,
No, they ran out of 702 numbers, so now there's 725 numbers on top of it.
Got it. Okay.
Pay attention.
Can't. Still low-key choking.
Look around. God.
Grow up.
The city's bigger now, okay?
We outgrew 702.
That's crazy.
So there's 702, 725.
Yeah. Okay. That's,
yeah.
Something to think about.
All the meetings
Say that
I just
again.
Created.
Something to think about.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. 725 day. Something.
Is that Frau Gordon? That's awesome.
I don't know.
It's so good. Didn't expect it. The whole thing's silly, and I like it. I like silly.
We love silly.
I do love silly. We love silly.
Sure do.
That's awesome. 725 day, you say?
Yep, that's right.
I'm interested.
Yeah, me too.
Is our sales team interested?
No.
They seem annoyed.
No. We'd do that.
I'm just going to walk around the office today. I'm going to say 725 day. Some things we'll think about. And then I'm going to leave.
You got to put your hair in the braids. Okay. You got to put it in the you know, where it looks like the big pigtails.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Where you look like Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
Do you have that now? I can't tell. There's a reflection off your window.
Braids. No, but I can. I'll put them in braids. And then I'll just stand in the middle of the sales team. I'll say.
Actually, let me get some Lederhosen. Let me go over to Hofbrau House, get some Lederhosen. And then I'll just follow you around. And I'll say like the guy in the Meineke commercials. Be like, yeah,
Yeah.
I'll just say, yeah.
Yeah, just back me up. I'll be like,
yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah, 725, something
yeah,
to think about.
725 day. is mine okay? Mine seems like it's
this
a little
is good.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just
that's
say,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something to think about. Goodbye.
What's happening?
It's called fun.
Even my camera. In the studio, so we have these cameras that follow us around, and even my camera's looking away. I know. Literally, my camera's looking at my coffee cup on the counter.
It's like
I can't be a part. I'm not going to be part of this.
Yeah, please stop, you guys.
Stop saying yeah.
Yeah. Just say it normal, you guys.
All right, let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. For the third day in a row, a brand new champion, Jemele May. The LeMay sisters, I meant to make this connection yesterday. Is she on the phone right now?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good. Hey, Jemele, wasn't it your baby sister that was on Idol also?
I'm sorry, I heard the celebration music.
Oh, is it gone? Oh, sorry. Sorry, we're feeding it down the line. My bad. Hey, wasn't it your baby sister that was on Idol?
Yes, Tiffany LeMay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Heck yeah, yes, Idol girl.
Idol.
How far did she get?
She got to, I believe she got a little bit past Hollywood.
I remember that.
To the right before the live shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, we were, because we were all excited because it was, you know, because after Michaela had made her run into the top 12, and they screwed her over going into the top 10 because they were looking for a country artist and Michaela wasn't that yet. And then, can I tell this story too?
Yeah.
Then they turned around after they went, no, Carrie Underwood, yeah, we think she'll be the one because she's from Oklahoma and all. And you're not really a country artist. You know, it's not really... Then right after that, what did they try to make you into?
A country artist. Look at my face. Was that the answer? Look at me. What?
It was.
Was it?
Didn't they send you to Nashville?
No, no, no. But yes, no. I got this role on The Unit where I did play a country artist. And I don't know what that like inspired. But then I joined a show with John Rich where I did move to Nashville.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a country. I was like, I love it here. This is fantastic. And they were like, no, you're Italian and Jewish. Like, you can go home.
You're not the one.
And I was like, okay, fine. Bye.
You're not the one.
Uh-huh.
And now?
Everyone.
And now?
Can be a country artist now.
And now? You would, yeah.
Yeah.
That girl today, oh my God. And they would have sanitized the bio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They would have downplayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just would have been
a girl
from the desert.
Yeah.
You know, girl from the high desert in Las Vegas. Yeehaw! Went to Nashville.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Oh, that is the way they could have done it.
Again.
Where were
okay,
you?
Okay, when are you ready to let me be your manager?
I needed you 20 years ago.
A country artist.
Now I'm exhausted.
Like the old Twista song. Oh. Let me be your manager.
Was that the
Jemele
pitch,
knows. Jemele
I love
knows.
That.
Yeah, Jemele knows.
I might take up on that with that way.
Jemele knows. All right, listen. She's our new champion. We're looking for a challenger. 702-364-9898. I acted on your behalf. I thought, Jemele, that you might like the Disney Descendant Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. Because you could take your dog.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we'll play for those today. 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cannon Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Cannon's Hometown Throwdown. Welcome back, our champion, Jemaine LeMay.
Woo!
From Centennial Hills.
Hi.
We never, and you have a twin sister, right?
No, we're about 5 years apart. She
Stop it.
Looks and sounds like me.
Stop it. She just copies you.
Yeah, of course.
We don't hear from her very often. What's her name?
That is Nisa LeMay.
That's right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, see.
Nisa Pizza.
Yeah, and we used to talk to Jemaine all the time. And then just, you know, life got in the way and everything. So now we've kind of reconnected.
Yeah.
Which I love. I absolutely love.
P1D1 from way back.
Duh. Yeah. P1 never dies. Know what I'm saying?
Never.
You can always come back. We'll be here.
Forever.
You can always come back. We'll always welcome you back with open arms. Who is our challenger today, Adrian?
That'll be Josette Rogers from Cimarron and Durango. So, is it just Centennial, or is there a difference between Centennial and Centennial Hills? How does that work?
No, Cimarron, Durango, that's Centennial Hills-ish. We kind of used to call that Northwest, right, Josette?
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't think we
I would say right there, right by Centennial Hills Hospital.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm giving you Centennial Hills then. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to give you Centennial Hills. Are you comfortable with that?
Awesome. I am. Let's do this.
By the way, thanks.
I'm excited.
Thanks to the battle for supremacy of Centennial Hills.
It is. The battle for chills.
Let's go, girls.
The battle for chills. By the way, thanks to Jemaine's win yesterday, Centennial Hills pulled into a tie for fifth place with Rhodes Ranch, 13 wins overall. Best of the West with 14, Silverado Ranch 15, Aliante 20, and Sunrise Manager 23 wins overall, which allows them to retain the title of Sunrise Manor.
The City of Champions.
It's your birthday. You're allowed one.
Yeah, okay.
It's all right. It's your birthday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not judging you.
You're good. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you quite possibly did not, and that happens more than you would imagine. First 1 to 3 wins the game, and our quiz master is the... Why do we call her the commissioner, Josette?
I'm so sorry.
Because her last name is Gordon. Commissioner Gordon.
It's okay, Josette.
No, I ask every...
Gordon, I ask, apologize. my God.
No, please don't, because I ask every day and no one ever knows, uh-huh. and that makes us giggle.
Yeah.
It's one day somebody's going
to... But I listen to you every day, I should know that.
Much
okay,
love.
We
no,
love
much
you.
Love.
We do not care.
Also, it's a way different... it's a way different deal. It's like watching Jeopardy. When we watch Jeopardy, we're all geniuses like James Holzhauer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then once you get the opportunity in front of the bright lights, not
the
so much.
The precious one.
Yeah, not so much.
You're so,
anyway,
dead on.
Your quizmaster is Michaela Gordon.
The song Shape of You is Apple Music's most streamed song ever.
Jemay. Ed Sheeran.
Are we talking about Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Sure. One for the champion.
Huda, Shelly, and Ace are names from which dating show that America...
Jemay.
That is Love Island, USA.
Are we talking about Love Island,
yeah.
USA? Not to be confused with any of the other Love Islands.
Exactly.
Love Island, USA. Nicely done. Champion is, yeah.
She starred in The Notebook and Mean Girls and is now getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Josette got in first.
Lindsay Lohan.
Are we talking about Lindsay Lohan? Sadly, I don't believe we are.
Shut up, Demi.
Oh, sorry.
Jemay, you don't have to apologize.
Ever.
Just take the L. Jemay, do you have an answer?
I think her name is Rachel McAdams.
Are we talking about Rachel McAdams for a quick and dirty just like that win? Game over.
Congratulations, honey.
Game over.
Way to go, girls. Good job, Josette.
Wow. Yeah, nice job, Josette.
Congratulations, love.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, will you call us more often?
Yeah, please.
You're fun.
I need to do that again. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was so nervous. It was my first time. I will call back. I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah,
this is what I say to you, because then you get to get a few more reps in and you'll feel better about it.
Totally.
Yeah, my heart will stop pounding.
Uh-huh. Ours too.
Yeah.
Ours too, for real. All right, have a great day.
We'll see you, you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Look at you, Jemay LeMay, with two wins in a row.
Yeah, go girl.
Give her the tickets to Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour, Saturday, July 26th at T-Mobile Arena. Thanks to our friends at AEG Presents. And then we'll see you tomorrow as you go for win number 3 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
77-second survey coming up shortly. Do you still care about Amazon Prime Day?
Yeah, I do. I'm a big Amazon girl.
Adrian,
I order everything from Amazon.
Adrian, you're fired up about it?
I do. And the effects it's caused.
What do you mean?
Meaning that, like, it's Target Circle Day and Kohl's and everyone else also doing the deals.
Yeah, that's helpful. That part's helpful.
True.
It feels like one of those things now that everybody's still kind of into, but it doesn't have the huge buzz that it used to.
Yeah.
But it's still
fun.
It's very much a thing. You know what I mean? My question is, how many items did you have in your cart leading into today?
Funny. None, because I forgot that it was today.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to try to retrace my steps.
Like I said, no, I'm not, and I'm not throwing shade. It doesn't have the that it used to. By the way, do they do this more than once a year now?
I think there's two weekends that are like prime weekends.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Although there is a lot of buzz in advertising for this weekend, so I'm maybe not. But I've seen it for like 3 weeks. Maybe I just shop way too much on Amazon, so I keep seeing it in my face because I'm opening up the app, and it's like, Prime Days is coming.
Because, and this, that's highly possible, because you know what I do? So my wife and I each have Amazon accounts, but we don't really use mine. So if I see something that I want, I just send it to her. And then she gets, do we get points? Is there points?
There's no points, but you just need whoever has the Prime account to get like the free shipping and all that stuff.
Yeah, there's a, I don't know why the reason is, but she always just says,
send it to me.
Yeah, just send it to me.
I'll handle it.
Is she worried that I'm going to screw this up?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. She's looking out for you.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't know if she can be sure of that.
So Amazon cart, oh, the age old question, don't answer now. But the age-old question, Can you save, oh my God, hang on a second. I'm going to expand this out. Can you save movie theater seats? Can you save seats on a Southwest Airlines flight? Although that won't be a problem for much longer.
Mm-mm.
Can you save a parking space?
Oh my gosh.
All of that. 177 second survey for not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival in October at Sunset Park. 177 second survey.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What was that? Sorry, seven thoughts in my brain, all trying to get out of my mouth at once.
I feel that deeply.
177 second survey. Who is our contestant?
Now that's Jade Shopman from the Northwest.
So that was the first part of it. Then Jade, did you wish Adrian a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Adrian.
Thank you, Jade. I appreciate you, love. There you
Yay! Yay! I know. Yay! For real. Yay!
I know.
Are you ready for your 177 second survey?
Yes.
Well, that's good because it's coming. So Amazon Prime Day, how many items did you have in your cart even before you woke up this morning?
I have three.
That's awesome.
What are you, for you?
What are you buying?
Oh, what did I buy? I bought new mattress pads for my family's beds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
three mattress pads, or is that just the one?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Our girl's trying to sleep cozy.
No, that's good. Are the other ones worn out? Are they stained? Gross. It happens. I'm just
kidding.
Yeah, really, none of my business, but I'm interested. You know what I'm saying? No, that's great. Listen, do you buy this whole Epstein thing that they're all of a sudden now they're like, nope, everything's fine, nothing to see here. The one lady's in jail, apparently now for nothing. What a shame this guy killed himself right before he was about to get let out for not having any evidence against him. Apparently, from what we're hearing now, you know, do you buy any of this?
I think it's all crazy. I don't even know what to think.
Here's my belief. There's dirt on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there was just kind of, there's like a little wink and a handshake agreement that everybody went, all right, fine. Because they can't, so let's just say it's Bill Clinton on one side and it's Trump on the other.
Sure.
Okay, let's say that.
Sure.
So you can't, so Biden, so there the everybody was like, well, you know, people were going, oh, they're not saying it because Trump's in there. Okay, well, Biden would have used that against him to try and still be president, right? You know, or Kamala or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Before the election, they would have fried him.
Yeah.
But they can't do that without, you know, without the fact that Bill Clinton coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that everybody,
yeah, you'd lose either way.
Everybody's just like, okay, let's just, can we stop talking about this?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're doing.
It's don't trust it.
Hey, can we just sweep this under the rug and hope people will forget?
Yeah. Hey, look over here. Nothing to see over there. Look up. Come over here.
Yeah, let's go back. Can we go back to talking about Israel again? You know, or whatever it is that they want to talk about.
I believe the Epstein case is real.
Oh, yeah. And the cover-up has just gotten even deeper.
Yeah. You're not going to trick me.
And you know
me.
What? It doesn't upset me that much. It just doesn't. It's like, okay, look, we know, you know, everybody, F you, we're cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to find out for real. Give me a little more on Kennedy. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Jade.
Yes.
Is it okay, a friend of ours, they avoided the fight, okay? But 4th of July, apparently they went to their, I don't even know where they were. It wasn't here.
Okay.
But they were going to the fireworks. They were going to the fireworks thing. They see Rockstar parking right up front, and it's like, okay, we're going to park here. There's a lady standing in the space. There's an old lady standing in the space, and she's on the phone with her husband and trying to direct him to the space. Now, I don't know how or what. Can you save a parking space or a sparking pace? Can you save a parking space by standing in it and waiting for your husband to figure out where you are? Or is it first come, first serve? You know what I mean? First one with the car there gets it.
Oh, I would say first come, first serve. However, if she was an older lady, I probably wouldn't say anything. I'd just let it go.
I'm not making that big a deal out of it. I don't like it at all. I don't. You can't. There's no savesies.
No, there really isn't.
For me, there's no savesies. Michaela, how do you feel about it? And don't be pressured by our answer.
Honestly, I don't love it. I don't think it's cool. But if it were an older lady, I wouldn't give her a hard time.
Okay, let's just say it's Jade. You pull up, Jade, attractive.
I'm going to say, Jade, you get out of space right now.
Attractive
Jade,
younger
remove
woman.
Remove yourself, you beautiful angel. Remove yourself.
Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Parking.
Gorgeous, smoking hot, younger, you know.
I know you're sleeping it well now with your cozy mattress pads, but you better get out of that spot.
35, looks 22 because she's got, you know, brand new mattress pads. Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm talking a big game. I'd probably just drive around and find another spot.
It's not worth the fight to me. Depends on my mood that day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, same. My grandma used to park, especially when we go to the Meadows Mall, she'd park as far as possible. And I'd be like, Grandma, why? And she said, because we got to get our steps in. We got to walk.
I'm that way.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm that way. Why am I going to I'll get on an elliptical for 20 minutes, but I won't walk 3 minutes?
Yeah, no, just
now when
do,
it's
take
110.
Your easy cardio.
Okay, what about saving seats in the movie theater?
Yeah.
You're okay with movie theater seats saved? How many?
Yeah.
How many is too many? Jade?
Too many, five.
Jesus, that's almost a whole row.
She said five?
Yeah, five.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm cool with five. I feel like you already have your ticket, so you're going to be able to see it.
Well, no they don't
what.
Have their ticket. They don't have you're waiting for them.
Yeah, but
you
seeing
got there
it
first.
From the corner and seeing it in the middle is a totally different thing.
That's also the beauty of these new luxury theaters because you do have reserve seats.
Yeah, you can't do that no more. Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that there.
Yeah.
Can't do that for those seats.
Can I bring up something?
What was the
really
other one?
Seats, Chet?
Southwest savesies.
Oh, yeah.
Southwest Airlines savesies. Yes or no, Jade?
What was that? Sorry.
Can you save seats on a Southwest Airlines flight? Like you boarded first and you're saving you're saving the rest of it.
Oh. I would if it was for my kids.
You got to be willing to have the argument.
For anybody?
Oh, because you're saving the whole row if it's kids, if it's multiple.
If it's the three of us going to DJ school
in
Austin.
I'll give you advice. I did it for Lisa a couple weeks ago. I was on the plane. I put my little backpack to save her seat. I held my breath. I looked straight ahead, refused to make eye contact with anybody, and was very nervous. But nobody bothered me, and then Lisa came and sat right down. So just avoid everybody and save the seat.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
I also heard the trick. This old lady does this, and I saw it online. She bought, I forget what she brought, Indian food. She brought something. She brought food from home, and was sitting there with it open and a fork in her hand, and nobody will want to sit there.
Yeah.
And then literally, I guess once the door was closed and everybody was on, and there was a seat between them, right?
Uh-huh.
She put the fork in the container. She had no intention of eating the food. It was just the idea that she might eat the stinky food and that people didn't want anything to do with it.
Low-key, so smart, though.
Genius.
Yeah, go girl.
Adrian's blown
it's
away.
A dangerous
right
game,
now.
But hey, you pulled it off. Good for her.
Girl, well, so what? Even if somebody does sit there, you just still don't have to eat the food. You don't have to.
Yeah.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. Just make everybody as uncomfortable as possible, and they won't sit next to you.
Give them less reasons. Yeah, you got one more?
So I'm going to go see Superman tonight. And they're doing an advanced screening, blah, 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 blah. There was limited tickets left in going to Regal Red Rock to go see it. It's the only movie theater in town that had tickets left. But the seats were the space for handicap and companion seats for handicap. I purchased the two companion seats because you can, but in theory, you know what I'm saying? Because they have you can purchase a handicap space where it's not even a seat. It's just a space for the wheelchair and then the companion seats. It does give you a warning that, hey, if someone shows up, But in my head, I'm like, yeah, but if they show up, they had to buy a ticket and there's no tickets left because all the other seats are sold.
Okay. Let me pig pile on top of that.
Am I wrong?
Are you willing to risk your karma? No, it's a dangerous game also.
But is it karma though? Because it was I bought the tickets.
No, you're fine. But it's also, if you wanted to buy the handicap seats, they can't challenge you. They can't question you.
That's true.
So if you wanted to buy the handicap, but you're risking your karma at that point.
Mm. You know. Mm-hmm. All to see the movie first. I'm willing to do it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And to not have people around you.
Yeah.
That too. That's a plus.
All right, Jade, not one, not two, not three, but four. Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Will you dress up for that?
With that?
Will you dress up for Renaissance Festival?
We'll dress up.
Fun.
I'm not trying to make it weird, but it's going to get weird. Will there be cleavage? Like, will you be?
Probably not.
Okay. I'm just asking, will there be turkey leg?
Oh, yeah. We'll have a turkey leg for sure.
Love all that. All right. We'll take care of the tickets. We got to run. Hang on one second.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Is that a fair question, the cleavage question? Because you're dressing as a wench, or is it too far?
I don't know. Did she sound uncomfortable?
No, but are you?
No.
Yeah, I can't read you right now.
I know. I don't know.
Because you don't want to tell me no, because you don't want to look like a stick in the mud. But at the same time, then when you go, I don't know, to me, that's a full-on yes.
Chet Buchanan Show.
My girlfriend doesn't want me going to my ex's funeral. Is this petty? Is it weird? Obviously, on him. Well.
Sorry, I'm giving you straight up first reaction because that was sounding crazy.
We'll hear her side through him.
Okay.
Maybe this will be the easiest relationship rehab we've ever done. But regardless, it's next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Before we try to go solve Jared's problem, Jared and Aliante on relationship rehab.
Yeah.
So you're worried about this weekend? You got the gig in LA. You got the fitness. What is it? The fitness festival or what is that thing?
So Rachel Robinson, she was part of Real World, and now she does those MTV challenges, and she just won this past one. I know her and her wife, they're really lovely. So they invited Lisa and I to perform at this like fitness boot camp that they're having.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. I was happy to do it. It's just a couple of songs. It's at 2:30 on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I just got word from my showroom at Fountain Blue. They want to do a Love Island viewing party for the finale of Love Island USA at 6. The My Band will go on and play at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And it'll be like all Y2K theme, which, listen, I'm a Y2K girl for life. Happy to do it. But when I was thinking about it, I mean, I love a hustle and a grind.
Why is it Y2K theme?
I'm
what am I
feeling,
missing?
This was already pre-planned. They want to celebrate the Backstreet Boys being at the Sphere. And the nightclub is doing...
Yeah,
it's a lot going on, but happy to do it. We always kill it.
Oh, because they're opening residency.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Fountain Blue wanted to celebrate that. And then we'll be at Nowhere Lounge playing those songs. Having said all of that, just saying it out loud has overwhelmed me. And now I'm like, I don't want to cancel going to LA.
Why?
Because I adore my friend. And I feel like sometimes people get upset if you cancel anything with like a week advance.
No.
And I hate that. Okay. Don't want that and don't love it.
Okay. So 2:30, literally, yep. What time do you go on?
It would be 2:30.
2:30.
It'd have to
singing
be.
Singing two songs.
Two songs only.
You're done by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the airport by 3:30.
Yep.
Have you checked the Southwest flights?
I'm going to do JetSuiteX if I do, just to keep it easy.
Ooh, right, but what time?
That one would be, the flight I would catch would be at 4:30.
Great, I can move at 5:15.
Yeah, no, I know, but I feel, yeah.
Do you want to pull a Kelly Clarkson, yes or no?
I do.
You want to pull a Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, I do.
For who?
But
Yeah, who are you pulling it on?
Well, I just feel like I'm flying to LA Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
getting there, singing, and getting mm-hmm. right back on a plane for two songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it's a lot of effort.
So cancel on your friend.
I know, but I feel like terrible.
Cancel on him today.
Yeah, but life happens and you have, this is not Kelly Clarkson. This is, hey, you got 4 days to do something.
Yeah, and a bit. How many people are going to be at this thing?
Probably a couple hundred.
And I know she put you in the marketing.
Yeah, it's in the marketing.
That's how I know about it.
Uh-huh. It's been in the marketing for a couple months. And listen, friends are always like,
then don't cancel. Why are you canceling? Why are you canceling again?
Because I just don't want to. I have a lot of responsibility with my band. I have a lot of responsibility getting all the music together, all of our wardrobe together now at the Love Island party. I have to be prepared for that.
Do you?
So I'm just trying to. Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to cancel and be rude, but I also don't feel like grinding all day Sunday, flying in, flying out.
What kind of preparation do you have to do for the Love Island?
Well,
beyond, hi, everybody. I'm Michaela. Welcome to Fountain Blue. Here's Love Island. And then you turn the TV on.
Yeah, I understand that. But I feel like going up, showing up, being personable, fun, singing at one event.
You're born for this.
Yeah.
It's what you do.
I know, but
this is your greatest victory. What a great story. Okay, right now, my wife is at home listening to this and laughing and shaking her head because this is the kind of high wire act that I love.
Yeah.
I love it. The idea that I could pull this off, it's great.
I know.
So I'm the wrong person you should ask. If you're looking for somebody to tell you to bail out
of
it,
the thing is,
I'm like, you can do it. In fact, I think you should find something. What are you going to do? What are you going to do between 2-3 o'clock and 4:30? You should find something else to plug in.
I know. Listen, dude, I totally hear that. But I feel like that's my schedule like every day. I think I'm just burnt out. I sing until midnight every night. Then we come here and do the show at 6 a.m. And then I was like, okay, Sunday will be easy. And it wasn't. And I think I'm just getting in my head and I'm tired now.
Yeah. You get that. I get that. We understand each other. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there's somebody in the car going, yeah, I got to take one kid to soccer practice. I got to take the other kid to baseball. I'm going to be running around all weekend. I wish all I had to do was watch Love Island. That's, you know what I mean? That's what they're thinking.
No, and I know that's probably how it seems. Like, oh, she's just singing a song or just watching Love Island. But I take it all very seriously.
Of course.
And it's very immersive.
We don't take ourselves seriously. We take what we do seriously.
Totally.
Again, you get that. I get that. I say go for it. What a great story.
Yeah. Michaela, okay, we'll see.
What if I told you that on the flip end of that, on the opposite side of that, afterwards, you know, you're going to be on vacation?
We're not. We got to work Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, but just Monday, Tuesday. But you got a vacation coming up, like on the precipice.
We may weasel out of Monday, Tuesday.
You know what I think it is?
Well.
Here's what I think it is. As we're talking about it out loud, mm-hmm. I think it's just straight up anxiety. I think making sure I get to the flight on time. If it wasn't a flight situation, it wouldn't stress me out so much. But it does.
It's not like you're doing Southwest at LAX.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, has gotten a lot better since they remodeled the terminal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're okay. I say do it. What are you, soft? You're Superwoman, not the Michaela I know.
No, now I'm in therapy. I have nothing to prove. Now my therapist said I have nothing to prove
anymore.
Sure
you do.
I don't have to
people, yourself,
please.
Don't listen to her. Fire her. Get a different. Okay, listen. I'm going to be your manager and your therapist.
Thank you. Rhonda, he said you're out.
And your hype man. Let's go.
Rhonda, he's stabilizing my nervous system and I'm not listening to you anymore. Okay, fair. That felt good talking out with
my pals.
You
can do it.
Yeah, good. Okay.
It's easy. You've already got the schedule. It's two songs. Love Island. Hi, everybody, with people that love you. Hi, I'm Michaela. Welcome to, where are you doing the Love Island thing at? Nowhere Lounge?
Yeah, yeah.
It's your home.
Yeah.
That's where they love you. That's where you're safe.
I know, we love them.
That's where
them.
You're comfortable. Your band will be there with you. Then you shimmy into a sparkly gown.
Okay. I'm sold.
Come on, dude.
That was what I needed.
Yeah.
A little coaching sesh.
Got you.
The anxieties.
I got you. You
away.
Got this.
All right, fine. It's true. It is actually true.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thanks, right. Chatty.
Now let's see if we can fix Jared and Aliante. He's got relationship rehab next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 98.5 KLUC.
I'm getting the idea that this is tougher for me than it is for others, potentially. Jared and Aliante, he's got issues. 702-364-9898. Kevin Hart, Acting My Age Tour, Friday, October 10th. It's at the Rio Vista Outdoor Amphitheater at Harrah's Laughlin Beach Resort and Casino. Friends at Caesars Entertainment have given us tickets to give to you. What a great weekend.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
Go down there. Book the room now so you don't, you know, end up, you get down there and you, then you, but yeah, we'll give you tickets right now if you're caller number 25. And if you'll help us out with relationship rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Jared and Aliante, I found out recently from old mutual friends that my ex-girlfriend from 5 years ago suddenly passed away. I really feel like I should go to her funeral. My current girlfriend is not having it. Not even a little. She says she's uncomfortable with it and doesn't understand why I would want to go since that previous relationship ended really poorly. It's been 5 years and we haven't said boo to each other. I'm paraphrasing. But they haven't spoken in 5 years. She passed away. He wants to go. His girlfriend's not having it.
Yeah.
I met my current girlfriend about 6 months after the breakup. We've been together ever since. She thinks that this means that I've never really gotten over the other one and that I can't just move on. I feel like I should go since we were a pretty big part of each other's lives for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say how long they were together, but it sounds like something was, you know, reasonably
serious. Yeah.
We were a pretty big part of each other's lives for a while. Plus, it would be nice to see some old friends that were also a big part of my mm-hmm. life. I offered to take my girlfriend with me, lest you believe that this is the, you know, why just take her with you? I offered to take my girlfriend with me. She said that that would only make it more uncomfortable. Any thoughts on how to handle this? I knew immediately, and you have not disappointed me one bit, Michaela Gordon, that I knew that you'd be like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, well, I've kind of been in this situation. So I'm trying to think.
Just go.
Of both sides. Yeah, I had a boyfriend pass. We were broken up when he did years ago. And I was totally like over it, over the relationship, but it was devastating. It was somebody that I had spent time with. I was in love with at one point. And when I told Lisa that I still like honor him every year, she was wonderful. Like she was like, I totally get that. It actually made me fall even more in love with her because she was so respectful and kind about the situation. Understood there was nothing there. It was just a very
okay
thing.
So can you hold that just for 1 second?
Yes.
I would love to get, because we're running out of time. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25, the Kevin Hart tickets. And yeah, and what, any thoughts on how to handle this for Jared and Aliante? Would like to go to his ex's funeral, his current girlfriend not having it. Hit us up now. It's Relationship Rehab, only on The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Jared and Aliante recently found out from old mutual friends that his ex-girlfriend from about 5 years ago has suddenly passed away. He'd like to go to the funeral. His current girlfriend is like, uh-uh, not digging it. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
That'll be Marco Reyes.
Marco, how do you feel?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. How does Jared handle this in your view?
Are you asking me if whether they should go to the funeral?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say yes, because I mean it's something that, you know, it was once part of your life and, you know, just go pay your respects and because there's so many factors that aren't included, you know, how long have the boyfriend and girlfriend been together and such.
Yeah, we covered some of that. They've been together for about 5 years and his current girlfriend's not down at all.
Okay.
You know what?
I mean,
have fun at Kevin Hart. Hang on 1 second. Because you're kind of, you're not with this. You want your Kevin Hart tickets, right?
I mean, I usually call in and I stay and give my response no matter what, but yeah.
I was trying to let you off the hook. So I'm just trying to help you.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be good to you right now. Enjoy Kevin Hart in Laughlin. Thank you, my brother, and we'll talk again soon. Michaela, you had a fairly strong opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, no matter what, she's not with us. And to really not sound crass, it's not like he's going to get with her. Like, she's passed. It's very sad. There's no reason to be insecure. I would support your man. And I would go if I was the girlfriend. Support him. Hold his hand.
But she's not going to.
Yeah,
she's
then he's got a dumper.
What?
Yeah.
Over.
Because I think
again, not to be crass, but over a dead girlfriend.
Yeah, because it says so much. Like, again, when my ex had passed, it was devastating. It was so sad and difficult because you spend your time with that person. There was nothing else involved, but I knew his family. And so when you move on with your life and you find the partner that you're going to be with forever, you want them to have empathy, compassion for all parts of your life. Hopefully, I found that with Lisa. So I feel like it's possible. And I think that she's making this an issue that it shouldn't be. He's probably grieving.
But the part that's got that I can't let go of, break up with her?
Yeah, I would even, yes, I would go as far as to break up with her.
For the record, where I'm leaning, because I understand this is, it's touchy.
Yeah.
It's sensitive all the way around. However, 5 years ago, like Amy would never do this to me. She would never do that. She would never make me choose. But if she did, I choose her every time. You know what I mean? Because she's what I've got. She's now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this 5 years ago, I haven't spoken to anybody in 5 years. Okay. My current relationship is more important to me than the former relationship.
Sure.
Which I, you know, and I hear what you're saying. Just the, wow, break up with her to go to an ex's funeral is it's just surprising.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
I like it because that's a firm stance.
Yeah.
That's a big stance.
Yeah, because I think it says more about her in the long run.
Well, there's plenty of support for you right now. Agree. Very red flag.
No way. I thought people would be against me on that.
No. Well, and I think it's, you know, that's why I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think there are two sides to
sure.
it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Very red flag. It's a funeral. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But yeah, call. It's so much better. You know, my personal friends that are hitting me up on my personal phone, you're not helping the show one bit.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, remember to call Adrian at 702-364-9890. It's his birthday today.
Yeah.
Call our producer, Adrian. Wish him happy birthday. He'd appreciate it. Only take a second. You probably should do it. If you had to guess, who is the actor that is the highest grossing lead actor in Hollywood? In other words, their movies have made the most money all time. Who would you guess that is?
Tom Cruise.
It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
He is now in second place. His movies have made $14.6 billion all time.
God.
Robert Downey Jr. in third with $14.3 billion. Tom Cruise is not the answer. I don't know where he falls on that list.
Okay.
Would you like to guess again? Or would you like me to just tell you and, you know, and put you out of your misery.
Put me out of my misery. I would have never thought Samuel L. Jackson.
Scarlett Johansson.
No.
I know.
No.
Thanks to the $175 million opening of Jurassic World Rebirth, she leapfrogged him. That's awesome. She was in third. Now she's in first. That's great.
Wow.
That's great.
Good for her.
Movies in which Scarlett played the lead or was part of an ensemble have made a total of $14.8 billion.
That's insane.
And again, Samuel L., second, Robert Downey Jr., and third. Now, here's the other cool part about it, too. Scarlett achieved this feat with just 36 movies.
Mm-hmm.
Samuel L. Jackson has been in 71 movies. Robert Downey Jr. has been in 45 movies. So more money, even less movies.
That's
really awesome.
Amazing.
Now, Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in the new phase of the MCU, Marvel Comic Universe.
Doctor Doom.
Right. Is that Marvel Comic Universe? Is that what it's called?
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Sure, that.
That's crazy.
But as you may have heard, Doctor Doom, that's coming. And Scarlett's Black Widow character is dead. But I've also heard they talked about bringing Black Widow back, and Scarlett said no, which only leads me to believe that it's actually going to happen. You know what I mean?
Because yeah,
they tell
sure.
you, no, here's the story.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look what happened.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, good for her. Listen, she's so beautiful to me. I've always felt like she's just so stunning, which isn't the most important, but she is. She's
no, you're right. Jurassic Park movie's good, guys. Go see it. You're gonna have fun.
Right on.
Are you going to see it, Jetty?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see any other ones.
That's right.
I saw the first one, and then I saw the one with Chris Pratt. Sort of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I need to go back and catch up. I'm that guy too. Like, this is what got me in trouble with all the Marvel movies. Is that then I think I lost track right around Civil War. And so now I'm like, oh, I can't go see the other ones. I don't know what happened to this one first.
I feel that.
I gotta catch up. And people are like, yeah, and the one, like, everybody dies or whatever. And I'm like, no, don't say that. And they're like, yeah, shut up. It was a decade ago.
You're like, don't give away the spoiler. They're like, it was 20 years ago.
I haven't seen it yet. They're like, you missed.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9:01 on Tuesday, the 8th day of July, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is the birthday boy, Adrian Hernandez. Call and wish him happy birthday at 702-364-9898.
Yes, what? Sir. Thank you.
Welcome. Michaela went all in this morning, decorated his studio, brought in superhero balloons, got him a birthday champion WWE replica belt, got him Dunkin' Donuts, got him his favorite bagels. I did nothing. Did absolutely nothing. But you know what? That's because we're boys.
Yeah. Listen, I went all out for your birthday. I try to show you guys the love that you deserve and feel good on your birthdays. Happy you guys were born.
I also knew there wasn't much I was going to be able to do. I didn't get in till late last night. And then, we worked it out. He's gotten his present.
Nice.
And thank both of you guys. I appreciate you both.
Well, birthday bonus.
I feel very loved. So thank you guys.
On the flip side of all this, remember when companies were doing that whole idea of, work-life balance. Come and work for us. We have work-life balance.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal saying now there's a surge of job listings that specifically say they do not offer any balance. They're like, you're going to get in here. We've got a ton of work to do. Yeah. The postings. Apparently, there's a rise in saying, we want people who can keep up with an unrelenting pace. They want someone who's eager to be in the office as much as possible.
Oh.
They also may stress long hours, a competitive business environment, and the importance of hustle. One healthcare company even said, if you're looking for work-life balance, this isn't it.
Dang.
So basically, they're reining in the flexible schedules, the remote work, and all the perks, and are openly warning applicants to get ready for the grind. And they're telling them, don't make it so we can replace you with AI. In return, they're basically trying to weed out the weak, you know?
Yeah. But I wonder if people are responding to this? Are they like, I want to work there.
They're testing the limits of what they can ask of their employees.
Okay.
Knowing how hungry people are to work. They're also dangling bigger salaries and top tier benefits, you know, the good insurance.
And kind of AI.
Well, you don't want to make it so we can replace you.
Yeah, so get to work.
Dang! For now, things like this are mostly popping up in postings for like startups, tech companies, other white collar positions. Because they want you to, you know, when you see in the movies, they want you to lock in and go to work.
Yeah.
Like plug in your headphones and get after it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they'll reward those who can stick it out. And it's not just, hey, just come in here and screw off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay.
I kind of dig that because I'm a competitive guy. So that, for me, bring it on.
Totally.
Bring it on. As long as if I'm going to be judged on effort and production, then cool. Then I'm all about it.
Yeah. Listen, I just love that they're like, I think it's funny actually, like this is a hardworking environment. We do not want life work balance.
Work-life balance.
Get in here.
Work-life balance, not work. Here. Yeah. Get in here. Get it done.
Good for them.
It's weird. And if that's what they're looking for is production. You know, but they're willing to pay for it.
Right.
You know?
Okay. I would like to keep an eye on this. I want to see if people really are like, okay, here's my resume. Let's go.
I think because it's hard out there.
Yeah.
I've preached this for years because people ask me to go out and talk to different groups. And I'm like, it's really just hustle.
Yeah.
That's you want to win. You don't have to be the smartest necessarily. You don't have to be the most skilled. You can outwork just about anybody. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, if you're younger now and you're willing to put in the time. Not that I'm saying you're not smart and not skilled. I was like, look at Adrian. But I realized that would come off wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying because you are smart and you are skilled, but you also have a whole big bucket full of want to.
Thank you. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's why things are working for you.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah. It's like when Kim said, people don't want to work anymore. Get to work.
Kim.
Kardashian. I guess I could have said that.
I'm not. Yeah. You're right. Uh-huh. You are right. You're right.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Listen, I am all for see something, say something. I am all for be aware of your surroundings. Everybody's got to look out for each other. I agree 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
However, you know what else I also believe in? Mind you, beeswax. An American Airlines flight from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Dallas had to turn back to Puerto Rico after a passenger said, hey, I think we're in trouble because they saw a text message on another passenger's phone. The message simply said, RIP.
Oh, my God.
And what do you think it was? The guy who had gotten the text had recently experienced a death in the family and was flying to Dallas, you know, to be with the rest of his family.
Sure.
Because somebody had died and, you know, and somebody else was writing him and going, oh, sorry, RIP. And they,
yeah,
American Airlines confirmed. Once they got back on the ground in Puerto Rico, American Airlines confirmed that the threat was found to be non-credible. Flight was allowed to continue after the plane was inspected and cleared by law enforcement.
Oh, my God. I would be so mad if I was a passenger on that flight.
They said, look, American Airlines said, look, safety. And God bless them for this, too. I don't blame them for this because they said, look, safety and security, top priority. We're sorry for any inconvenience. However, I mean, truly, this is a mind your business situation, is it not?
I think so. I mean, listen, I appreciate the airline wanting to be safe if there was a concern. Obviously, like, we don't know what's going on in the world at all times. It's very weird now, but that's very excessive. And as a passenger, usually when you're flying somewhere, you have to get somewhere on time. You have to get a connecting flight. Like, there's so many things that I would just be so annoyed.
Are you taking RIP to me? Listen to me getting all puberty-ish. You're taking RIP. My voice starts cracking. Are you taking that to mean the plane's going to blow up or somebody's going to hijack the plane? Don't you want to get, and again, safety, security. I appreciate you for it. But maybe don't you want to know a little more?
Yeah, because also I've had outfits that I no longer want to wear. And my girlfriends have been like, RIP, RIP to that black sweater. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't death. It was just an out-of-date sweater.
It's also the reason why you don't make jokes in the TSA line. You know, they take that stuff very seriously.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know. Before we go, you ready for this, Michaela?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters from back in the day?
I want to be, but I don't really remember it so well.
Slimer was one of the big ghosts, was kind of the main ghost character.
Okay. Really?
Slimer was originally going to be called Onion Head. But now think about this. Early ideas for the title were Ghost Stoppers, Ghost Smashers, Ghost Breakers, before they finally settled on, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! The other, but doing it, Ghost Stoppers!
Breakers!
I don't know, yeah. Almost half of the United States presidents in the past 80 years have been left-handed.
Really?
Yeah. Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush. That's the first one. No, that's the second one. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. All left-handed.
Wild.
Ronald Reagan, ambidextrous, but naturally left-handed. Some people believe that Herbert Hoover was left-handed, but at that time, everybody was taught to use their right hand because they were just like, oh, it's just how you do it. I don't care if you're left-handed, use your right hand. That's it. And so they don't really know. Basically, the other ones, same deal. They always just taught you to be right-handed, so there's no definitive word. But I guess that's the thing. You want to be president, be left-handed.
Yeah. Okay, great.
That's what I took from that. And some of the top casting choices for Speed were originally Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, my God. No
can
way.
Can you imagine?
No.
Way different movie.
Totally. No, I couldn't see it at all.
No. That's some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Yeah, I'll see you if you're at Creator Cup. Well, we're doing rehearsals, so that's tomorrow. I'm not even sure. Look at this. We're 2 days back in from 4th of July, and I'm already can't keep up with my own.
Listen,
I think we're kind of all that way.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm telling you, everyone feels this.
Like we're kind of all that way, where it's like, wait, we're right back into the fire?
Yeah.
Just like, we got to jump back in with both feet? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I might even post something that's not wildlife pictures. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, a huge, huge week in professional wrestling. If you're into that type of thing, a whole bunch of content on Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Subscribe on YouTube, and you can always listen on that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nowhere Lounge? Nothing?
Nope.
Which I had to learn. I had to sound it out like I was in third grade. She sent me an email about something that was going on at Nowhere Lounge, but because she does voice to text, it came out no allowance. And I didn't know. And so it was really funny. And what's great, because I was sitting on the toilet. And so I'm like, Nowhere Lounge.
Yes.
I got it. It was like,
but you were by yourself.
Cool.
You were like, success.
Oh, yeah. And I told Michaela, I said, don't change it. I just want you to know this is what happened because it's like our own little game show. And
Figure it out.
One day I'll have to break down and go, I don't know what this says. But that day's not today. Just saying. All right. Everybody have an amazing day. Be a friend to somebody who might need a friend that doesn't have one, because you never know whose life you're going to change. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you won't get another chance again. Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.